Hello, mortal. Oh, I'm sorry, did I startle you? I didn't mean to. I just can't help it. It's in my nature to be stealthy. How about I make it up to you and buy you a drink? I might have already done so. Presumptuous, I know, but I wanted an excuse to talk to you. I saw you standing here all alone and, well, I had to come over. I had to get closer. That was adorable. And yes, I am a vampire. Oh, don't apologize. It's a good question. I'm the real deal, you see. In this bar, so many fakes. Designer fangs, makeup. But darling, I'm the real deal. But you can sense that, can't you? The way your pulses are racing, the way your eyes are, your pupils are dilating. You sense that I'm a vampire. Well, that, or you find me attractive. Is that a blush? It is. You are fascinating. Oh no, that's not a bad thing, Nat. It's far from a bad thing. Indeed, it's... Do you know how boring people are? People can be so predictable when you're a 500-year-old vampire. Oh, do you have a problem with age gap? You answered that very quickly. And your blush just got deeper. You see, your average mortal is boring. They can't help it. It's a side effect of being mortal. Mortal and living in today's society. Once we vampires came out of the shadows, well, the reaction was predictable. All of them. The hate, the fear, the lust. All these people here. They're here for a fantasy. They're here for something that doesn't exist. Dracula, Angel, True Blood. That's what they want. And that's what I cater to. Oh, it's my place. I own it. I've owned it for years. Wow. Let's just say I was here before the city was. So, as I said, They're predictable. They act a certain way. They want a certain thing, and there are many of my kind who will indulge, who will play their games, but not me. I'm not really a people person. Perhaps it's because I'm an elder. Perhaps it's because I'm jaded. But it doesn't stop me being a little bit lonely. You see, I'm looking for something special. I'm looking for something rare. I think I was looking for you. You're so enticing. And you smell delicious. But don't worry, I'm not going to eat you. Not unless you want me to. And I would never do that on a first date. Though I'm not quite sure if this counts as a date. I don't want to be presumptuous again. So, tell me. Why are you here? What are you looking for? Because you don't look like you want to be here. You look a little ill at ease. Oh, that's your best friend. Birthday? Well, I'll make sure that all the drinks are in the house. It's no trouble. He looks like he's having fun. And don't worry, that one's not a vampire. She's actually a librarian and very nice. I like books. I guess you would call me a nerd. A nerd in vampire's clothing. Well, I have to keep up appearances. And I think you don't really mind that I do. With the way that you're looking at me. So, you smell so good. And I... Oh, fuck it. I know. That's not what I did on the night we met, but darling, do you know how good you look in those clothes and how good you smell? And I just had to kiss you. Happy anniversary. At least you're a little happier to be here this time. I was afraid that you were going to walk out that night. I was watching you for hours. Just trying to build up the courage to make a move. A shy vampire. I know. A shy 500-year-old vampire. Well, I wasn't lying when I said I wasn't a people person. But I'm very much a you person. I kind of panicked. And I came across and tried to be a mysterious vampire. And then you started blushing and I started to fall in love. And just wanted to talk to you. Just wanted to know your name. I wanted to know everything about you. I'm so glad that you make me so happy. You make me feel comfortable in my own skin. You don't expect me to be the sexy, mysterious. Oh, I'm sexy. If I could, I would blush. But I'm lucky enough that you blush for the two of us. You don't expect the stereotypical vampire from me. You don't expect me to be mysterious and aloof. Did I? I seemed aloof that night. That was just awkwardness. Just awkwardness and nerves. Because, it is boring playing a part. People wanting Dracula or Angel or Spike, Eric. Hush. It's not my fault that I like vampire shows. They're like soaps. They're fascinating and I'm a nerd. Do you know that you're the only one that really knows that? It's true. Everyone else just thinks that I'm mysterious and aloof. When really I'm just a giant, awkward nerd with a fantastic library. I love you. I do. I love you so much. And you smell delicious. And you taste delicious. And Oh, look, who's late? You know, when they got engaged, I really thought she would make your best friend be on time. Unfortunately, they're always late. I think it's because they sneak off and make out. Actually, that sounds like rather a good idea. Would you like me to whisk you away and, would you like to sneak into the store and, you're gorgeous. It's the store, make out. I have to kiss you. I'm so in love with you. You're fascinating. You're enthralling. And you're walking away. Oh, yes, we are going to make out. I love you. I really do.